It is not only Asterix and Obelix who serve up an entire wild boar for dinner. During Caesar's lifetime, that also became fashionable in Rome. No doubt this culinary trend made the renowned statesman and scholar Cato the Elder turn in his grave, since he reputedly once gave a speech against eating pork crackling. Just a few generations later, the change in habits led the historian Pliny to note,
"That's how recent the origins are of what is now an everyday affair."
But in reality, everyday here only referred to a select circle of the wealthy. Nonetheless, pork was certainly popular, and as demand increased, pigs were more intensively reared. Pliny evidently knew enough about pig keeping to write later,
"Beech mast fed to pigs livens them up, making their flesh easy to cook and light and digestible, whereas the acorns of the holm oak make a pig thin, delicate and glossy. Acorns from the common oak, which are the largest and sweetest of all, make a pig heavy, fat and corpulent. No other animal provides gourmets with a far richer fare, namely nearly 50 different dainties, while other animals only provide one each."
But he also added a warning.
"People benefit most from simple dishes. An accumulation of delicacies is unhealthy."